Would you join me in prayer? Well, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, Christ. Good morning, fellow journeyers, great cloud of witnesses, those who've gone before us, angels who are gathered here today, those who are yet to come. In this moment, we stand and we sit with one another and we hold hands and we sing ancient songs and we give one another gifts. All is a sign to remind us of the power of love and how that is the story, the very best that we have to share with one another. It was the best story that was shared with us. It is the best story that we have to share with our children and those to come after us. This morning, God, I ask that your Spirit will be here, that you will touch each of our lives today. When we arrive at Christmas, God, we become so aware of our lives. We become so aware of where we are. We look, we see how high our happiness meter is running or not. And today we call out to you, and we need you more today than we ever have. May your blessing be here. May you be present as we lift up your name today, as we talk about these amazing things, not only that you've done, but that you are doing. Make us a part of that story, that our lives too might sing with purpose, that we too might be able to say, I have been invited to be a friend of God. I have been invited to make a difference in my world, in my time, and I am so delighted. So Spirit, whatever words we speak today, you complete those words, you translate them as needed in each heart today, that what we might really hear is your authentic truth, your authentic Spirit moving through us, giving us a word in time for this season. In your holy name we pray and we give you thanksgiving today. Amen. I was always the nightmare kid in my family. I was the youngest kid. I had a lot of energy growing up. And I was always the one that was up before the crack of dawn because I wanted to see if Santa Claus had left me anything this year and us this year. So I would get up and creeping down the stairs. We lived in a nice old two-story Victorian house. It was very Christmas-like, Currier and Ives sort of place. And I would come creeping down the stairs and I would look through. We had these French doors into the front parlor, and I would open the French doors and peek around, and I was so excited. Santa never failed. Santa came even when maybe I hadn't been quite so good that year, and I was so excited, but I wouldn't go and look at my own presents or open anything. What made me most excited was that we were all going to be opening presents, so then I'd run back upstairs, and I would jump on my sister's bed, and I'd say, Sissy, wake up, Santa's here, and she was never overly impressed with me, as you heard in my story on Sunday as well. She would like to have had a couple of more hours of sleep on Christmas, but I'd get her up anyway, and she would come, and we would run into my parents, and we would get them up and everything. Of course, by this time, the energy starts flowing, and we would all run downstairs, and our breakfast was always a nice, hot cup of chocolate, right? Nice hot chocolate in the morning, and we would all sit around in our PJs. And I was the youngest, so I got to hand the presents out, So I would hand a present out to each person, and then we would go around, we would open one present at a time. And what was so delightful was it never failed that as excited as I was to get my present, I remember how much more exciting it became as we saw other people open their presents. And saw how happy they were, and And especially when you had gotten them something and they were just so happy. You know, I remember my dad being delirious over a flashlight that I bought him 1 year. You know, I think that was the best gift he'd ever seen, you know, through my eyes. He was a good parent. And let me know that. And those are the moments that I remember on Christmas morning. And I hope that some of you have those experiences as well now or maybe in the past, and you're never too old for those experiences, are you? Did anybody else wake up this morning who's maybe a little bit older than 10 years, and were you excited too that it was Christmas morning? Yes. Anybody excited it was Christmas morning? I was so excited today to get up and just to say, yeah, nativity, you know, it's that day of giving and that day of love. And there is something about it, and I think we talked about on Sunday, that we can actually magnify God. We can actually magnify the love of God through our lives in this world. And not only can we, but God counts on us to do that.
Amen.
To love one another. You know, that's what's so wonderful about this way of Christ. Is it's not a solitary way where we just sort of worship, you know, this deity that's way out there. It was never meant to be that way. The idea was that it takes all of us together to bring about the Christmas miracle time and time again, to hold that message of love time and time again, to hold those powerful prophecies that we said came true through the life of this little baby and all of the family and the people who surrounded it and the legends that we have, the Zoroastrian priests that came from afar today who weren't even Jewish. They came and they were a part of this celebration and everything. But it was a generation that invites us to be the same type of generation. And that is that they had held a promise. Their grandparents had told it to their parents, had told it to them, and they had passed it on to others. And it was a promise that someday life would get better.
Yes.
That someday there would be genuine freedom in this world. That someday righteousness would flow down like a river, like a mighty river. Justice, like an ever-flowing stream. They passed this down to their generation. I'm going to preach to the choir too, because they always get to see my best side, so I'm going to turn around and show them my worst. But you know what I mean? They passed this on, and we're called to pass this on in our generation. And this story isn't just about a special child. This story is about a special promise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The promise that we have held for generations and generations. That the work of freedom is unfinished. That the work of love is unfinished. We know that. But the promise is, it can be complete. It can be whole. We can be complete. We can be whole. And that's really what this little child embodied for us. And we know, you know, there's a great gospel song out there called Strong Finish. Do any of you know that? I'm going to have a strong finish, right, in my life. It doesn't matter where we began.
Right.
We might have had a rough beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
A lot of us had a rough beginning, I'm sure. Might have had a rough beginning, but that doesn't mean we can't have a strong finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a big story of humanity that's happening here today. You know, we might have gone through some rough times and had a rough beginning, and certainly in Palestine at the time of this baby's birth, it had been a rough, rough time. They were occupied. And freedom was very much needed. Freedom from oppression in a very physical sense of that. And that's what they were singing about. And they couldn't believe that there was going to be this Messiah that was going to come and free them from this oppression. Set them free. They could barely imagine what it would be like. And yet, they still shared it with one another as a hope. And of course, we know the story. We know that there was a strong finish in this little one's life. and that when he became old enough and decided to move into his life's purpose, he let Holy Spirit come in and transform him to give his life purpose, to say, I want my life to be about something, God. I want my life to be about your something, God. And we're told in the Bible that he emptied himself out. That's the Greek word. It's kenosis. He emptied himself out in order that God would pour God's Spirit in. And after that happened, do you know what he said? He said, you've heard the ancient prophet's words that said, I've come to set the captives free. I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to declare the year of God's favor. And he said, that time is now. That time is now. And that remains the Christmas message today, that you and I are to hold and to live into and to believe in our own lives. To believe in our own lives. That time is now. To be set free. To be healed and held, made whole once again. To be held. To find purpose in our lives. To be able to love other people more than we ever thought we could because we had such a rough beginning. We didn't think maybe we had to learn how to love. But it's possible. And it's possible not only through the love of God and beginning to open our lives to that. And it is deeper and it is richer and it is truer than we have ever imagined. And I want to invite you to take that chance again. Maybe you haven't for a long time. Maybe you've been a good church person for a long time. And that can be dangerous. It can be. Do you know what I'm saying? We get into routines in churches, don't we? We come to church, we go home. We come to church, we go home. We come to church, we go home. We do the same things in church each week. When was the last time that you said, I need to be loved a little deeper? When was the last time that you said, God, come in, I want to go to the next level. I want you to free me a little bit more. Just a little bit more. So that I can be a little bit more of a blessing in this world. And I believe that you can. And I believe that that is the promise that this little baby who had a strong finish brought into the world and into our time and into our generation. This morning I pray that you will feel like you opened the best present that you've ever opened this morning. I hope that it will be just as exciting as creeping down the stairs to look into the living room to see whatever presents. And that's not about numbers of presents. Or maybe you didn't have presents growing up. Maybe yours is a different story. But I want to promise you this morning, each one of you, young and old, there's a present here for you this morning.
Yes.
And I offer it to you with all of the love of a God who first loved me when I needed it at a level I didn't even know I needed it at. You are so precious. You are so sacred. You are so powerful. You can have such faith, you can make it through anything.
Amen.
Even the scariest experiences in life.
That's right.
You are not alone. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above you, heavenly hosts. Praise God, the Child and Holy Ghost. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you this morning.
Christmas.